Welcome, everyone. This is John Slavin, joined by Sam Smith tonight in the inaugural broadcast of the 2007 season of the Brashear Tiger Basketball. We're here at Brashear Arena for tonight's matchup with the Marion County Mustangs. The starting lineup for Marion County is Morgan Spratt, Kayla Tooley, Jenny Mitchell, number 24, number 33, Kayla Bridgman, and number 42, Renee Sharp. Starting for the Tigers, we're going to have number 13, Jesse Hill, joined by number 25, Haley Kelsey. Number 31, Emily Ladwig. Number 35, Caroline Slavin. And last but not least, number 41, Christina Scudder. Clock set for 8 minutes. We're just about ready to get underway. Well, what do you think, Sam? What's the keys to this game tonight?
Well, the keys are probably don't foul, put up good shots, box out, and rebound.
Always good advice. Mustangs take the field. Number 24, Mitchell, will go to center court to jump for the Mustangs. It's going to be against Haley Kelsey for the Tigers. We're just about ready to get underway.
It looks like both teams are pretty excited about this.
Yep, first game of the season. Referee takes the ball up, and we're underway. Tigers are going to control the ball. Jesse Hill has it.
Trap.
A little trap action, but she gets it to Christina Scudder. Over to Caroline Slavin, back to Hill, and we're coming across the timeline and getting underway. Hill has it up at the top of the key. Takes a look around the right-hand side. Pulls it back. Picks up the dribble to Ladwig over on the right corner. Ladwig in the Scudder. Back out to Haley Kelsey in the right wing. Her shot is no good. Slavin with the rebound. Back out to Scudder on the left side to Haley Kelsey up the left wing. Screen set by Slavin. She falls down, but they get it back out to Haley to Jesse Hill. To Haley Kelsey. It's a little screen and roll move, but they don't get it executed. Haley Kelsey brings it out up the top to Ladwig. Round the horn to Slavin. Into Christina Scudder. Scudder back out to Slavin, but it's a bad pass. It's going to go over the top, go over the timeline, and with the over and back call, with the turnover, it'll go back to the Mustangs.
It looks like the Mustangs have pretty good defense. Let's see what the Tigers can have in return.
Spratt inbounds it to Bridgman. Bridgman has it up the top of the key, sends it over the left-hand side to Tully. Tully back out to Bridgman, over the right-hand side, tries to get along the right blocks, and there's going to be kind of a scrum on the ground, and they're going to call a jump ball. Ball will stay with Marion County, and Tully will inbound it. Tully tries to get it to Sharp. It's a bad pass, goes out of bounds, and with a turnover, it'll come back to the Tigers. Haley Kelsey's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it to Slavin. Slavin to Kelsey. Kelsey puts it on the floor, brings it over to the near side, picks up the dribble, sends it ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it around the left side of the lane, back out to Jesse Hill up the top of the key. Holes. Hill holes, sends it around the right-hand side to Ladwig. Or not Ladwig, but Kelsey. And they're going to charge her with the travel. So we're going to go back the other way. The score is still 0-0. We're down almost a minute and a half in the game with no scores. Mustangs inbound it to Bridgman. Bridgman brings it across the timeline, sets up the offense, dribbles around the left side. Squares up for a little jump shot. It comes up well short. Slavin comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Ladwig, to Haley Kelsey, to Hill. Hill loses the handle on it. Mustangs come up with it. Shot's good. The Mustangs get on the board first. 2-0 with 6 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first period. Sends it out to Hill. Hill's going to take it all the way along the left side. Shot's up and no good. And the Mustangs with the rebound, but they lose the handle. Bridgman does, going out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers.
It's just kind of been mayhem between the two teams. They're just scrimmaging back and forth.
Haley Kelsey's going to inbound it for the Tigers to Ladwig. Ladwig picks it on the floor, sends it out to Hill up the top of the key over to Slavin on the left side. Slavin to Haley Kelsey up the top of the key. To Hill. And Hill to Haley Kelsey in the left corner. Her shot is up and good. And we're tied up now. 2-2. 5:26 left in the first period. Bridgman brings it across the timeline. Loses the handle on to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey's going to take it all the way down, and she's going to draw the foul. Going to call it a spot foul. First foul of the game. The foul is going to be on number 42, which is Renee Sharp. Haley Kelsey is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it into Slavin. And I'm not sure they're going to say that it went out of bounds, I think. It's going to be a turnover, though, and Marion County is going to have the ball.
I don't know what happened there. It kind of looks like Kelsey stepped across the line, but you can't tell whenever they're down there so close to the line.
Bridgman kicks it back out to Sharp. Sharp takes it around the right-hand side, kicks it out to Thule, and they're going to say that Thule walked with it. Girls a little nervous here, kind of a little bit first game of the year. Christina Scudder is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it in to Abby McKim, seeing her first action of the game. McKim to Jesse Hill. Hill setting the trap, gets it over to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the timeline over the right side back at the Hill. Hill up the top of the key to the right. Elbow gets it into Scudder. And it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that Haley Kelsey last touched it, so it's going to go back to Mustangs. Sam, why don't you take over for a while?
Okay. They pass it in. They bring it down. 24 travels. And it's fouled by number 10, who is Pratt. We have a sub number 22, and Chelsea Coley, it looks like. That's two fouls for Marion County. Chelsea passes in the Hill. Hill puts it up shot. No good. Haley Kelsey comes off the rebound. She kind of had to fight for that one. Passes off to Ludwig. Pass back to Kelsey. Dribble. Passes off the Hill. And it is kind of passing time, it looks like. Passes off to Ludwig. Passes to Scudder. Back to Ludwig. The shot is up. Good! Looks like it'll be a
two-pointer. Nice looking little screen and roll move, and then they kicked it back out to Emily Ladwick, and she's able to hit that 15-foot jumper.
Kelsey comes up with an awesome tip right there. Playing good defense. The Tigers look like they're in pretty good shape. Hill to Scudder, Scudder to get Kelsey, and the shot is in. It's good. Two-pointer. Tigers lead now 6-2, so they have a 4-point lead.
Yeah, it looks like the Tigers are beginning to get in a bit of a rhythm.
Yeah, they kind of settled down, and they just kind of figured out where the holes are in the defense, and they're building their defense up. Marion County calls a timeout, And the coach looks a little frustrated with his players.
All right, we got 3 minutes, 33 seconds. All threes on the board left in the first period. The Tigers are up 6-2.
The timeout is up, and they're calling for the teams to come out.
On the floor for the Tigers, we got Hill, McKim, Kelsey, Ladwig, and Scudder. Bridgman's going to bring the ball down for the Mustangs. She takes the top of the key around the left-hand side to Tully. Back out to Bridgman. Over the right-hand side to Mitchell. Mitchell back out to Bridgman. Left elbow gets along the left lane. Back in the paint. Partially blocked shot. And Tigers come up with it. And kind of a loose ball. But Haley Kelsey comes up with the ball up the hill. Hill brings it across. Well, no, she stops short of the timeline. Now she comes across over on the far side.
Hill's taking her time trying to set up the play, but her teammates are just not having an open pass until McKim gets an open spot. The ball goes to Ludwig, then to Hill. Drive. The shot is up and good for two.
Nice baseline move.
Yeah.
Tigers on top, 8-2. Bridgman up ahead. Bad pass goes out of bounds off the hands of Morgan Spratt.
We have a sub, number 20.
That's Taylor. Kayla Tooley coming in for Bridgman. Scudder to Hill, back to Scudder, sends it all the way up ahead to Haley Kelsey. Had a 2-on-1, and they're going to call a foul on Jenny Mitchell. And that will be...
That is Marion County's third foul of the game.
Yeah, that's Mitchell's first foul. Slavin getting ready to check in the game for Brashear. Hill has it. Sends it back to Ladwig up the top of the key to Scudder. Scudder nearly has the ball stripped from her. Gets it up ahead to Hill. And has the ball knocked out of bounds by Tully. But they're going to say Scudder touched it last. So with a turnover, we're going to go back to Marion County and head back the other direction.
Turnovers aren't a good thing. But in this case, we're Tigers leading 6-6 by 6 points. You know, it doesn't really hurt them, but there's a box out, and the Tigers come up with it. But then they turn it over to, never mind, there's a travel on number 10.
Yep. Spratt had it up front for Marion County. Slavin back in the game for the Tigers. Kelsey has it. Sends it out to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Pulls up a little bit and resets the offense out the top of the key. Nearly has the ball stolen. Sends it up ahead to McKim. Screen set by Slavin. Back out to Ladwig. Ladwig up the top of the key. Sends it over the left-hand side. Nice looking pass into Haley Kelsey. Shots up and good. Tigers with a 10-2 lead now. Spratt picks the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline to Bridgman. Tries to get it in the paint. Loses the handle on it. Sends it back to the left-hand side to Tully. Tully back to Spratt. Back to Tully. Tully puts it on the floor. Looks to take it in. They're going to call a foul on Lindley Ladwig. Number 44, Skylar Nelson, checking in the game for Mitchell for Marion County.
That is Brashear's first foul.
Yep, and that foul is on number 24. Now they're saying it's 31, which is Emily Ladwig. That makes more sense. So it's going to be Marion County's ball. They're going to inbound it. Look to send it in to Tully on the left-hand side. Back to Spratt. Back to Tully. Cross court over to Nelson. Nelson's shot at left elbow is rattles around but goes in. 10-4. 1 minute, 17 seconds. Slavin inbounds it to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey puts it on the floor. Sends it ahead to Hill. Hill is nearly tripped. Loses the handle on the ball. Spratt comes up with it. We're going to send back the other way.
Ball.
Tried to pass it across the lane, and Jesse Hill got her hands on the ball and called a jump ball. But it's going to come to the Tigers. Christina Scudder is going to inbound it. Abby McKim checking out. The Scudder checking in. Also, we got Stephanie Elsie in the game for her first action. 10-4, Tigers with the advantage. 1 minute left in the first. They get the ball into Hill. Hill up ahead to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey to Christina Scudder, loses the handle on it. It's going to end up in the Mustangs' ball in their hands. Spratt's going to bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles it in the free throw line, sends it over the left elbow, back out to the left wing. Shot up and no good. And Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Kelsey sends it up ahead to Hill. Pass was a little bit too strong for her. The ball ends up on the floor and goes out of bounds, and we're going to go back the other way, I believe.
Tigers ball.
No, they're going to say, yeah, that Marion County touched the last, and so the ball will stay with the Tigers. They get it in. The pass is no good. Spratt comes up with it. Mustangs are going to take the ball back the other way, and they're going to say that she carried the ball. So with 31.2 seconds left in the first period, Tigers lead at 10-4, and it's going to be Tigers' ball right here in front of us.
We have a sub or number 33, which is...
That's Kayla Bridgman. Haley Kelsey getting ready to inbound it. Sends it to Christina Scudder. Scudder to Hill. Hill, the field general, running the plays. Picks it up. Sends it to Haley Kelsey. Nice little move to Christina Scudder. Shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking play.
Yeah.
Bridgman for Marion County. She brings it across the timeline with 10 seconds left. Tries to get it in the lane. It's tipped out by Kelsey. Stays with Marion County into the free throw line to 44 Nelson. Shot's no good. Time runs out. And at the end of one, Tigers lead it 12-4.
Kelsey came out with that rebound there at the last. Looks like we're going to start off the second quarter with...
On the floor for the Tigers, we got Hill, Elsie, Haley Kelsey, Slavin, and Scudder. Bridgman has it for Marion County. Brings it top the creek. Key sends it over to Sharp on the right side. She dribbles along the lane, and they're going to call a foul on Christina Scudder. And Sharp will get to go to the line and shoot a couple. I think that's the first foul on Scudder, I believe. Yes, it is. Sharp sets up. First shot is up and clanks off of the rim. No good. Scudder and Kelsey up at the frontmost positions. Sharp's second shot is on its way, and this one's good. Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers to Hill. Hill puts it on the floor, dribbles it, picks up a dribble to Elsie. Elsie tries to get up ahead to Scudder, but puts it right into Sharp's hands, and they're going to call a foul. It's going to be on the floor, and it's going to be against number 11, which is Stephanie Elsie.
The Tigers were kind of keeping their hands themselves and had one foul the first quarter. But in the second quarter, it looks like their foul just busted loose.
Getting the ball inbound to Bridgman. Tries to get it up ahead to number 13, Jordan Johnson, seeing her first action. But the pass is a little bit strong, goes out of bounds, and will come back to the Tigers. Scudders will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it to Hill. Up to Scudder. Up to Haley Kelsey, back to Scudder, up ahead to Hill, and she's going to take it in. Uncontested, her shot's no good, and Sharp will come up the rebound, and Bridgman's going to bring back the ball the other way for Marion County. Bridgman has it up the top of the key, changes direction, tries to get it in the lane to Mitchell. And they get it up to Sharp, but they're going to say that she traveled. Emily Ladwig and checking in for Slavin. Elsie checking in for... I'm not sure who she checked in for. Hill has the ball to Christina Scudder. Back to Hill. Coach Williams doesn't like what she sees, and she's going to call a timeout. So, a timeout on the field. We've got 7 minutes left in the half. Tigers lead it 12-5.
I don't know, but it looks like there's a little... I don't know if you saw, but there, it looks like there was a little discussion between the Marion County coach and one of the refs.
On the floor for the Tigers, we're going to have Abby McKim, Jesse Hill, Emily Ladwig, Haley Kelsey, and Christina Scudder. Ball comes in to Jesse Hill. She puts it on the floor. Back to Scudder. Back to Hill. Full press put on by... Get the ball up to McKim. She's wide open. And they're going to say she traveled. Marion County got their hand on the ball, I think, and it kind of discombobulated Abby McKim there for a second, and she ended up taking a step. With turnover, we're going back the other way. Bridgman's going to bring it back for Marion County. Comes across the timeline, sends it over to Sharp on the right side. Back out to Bridgman. Bridgman changes direction, heads over to the left side, sends it back to the corner to Johnson. In the paint to Sharp, and they're going to call a foul.
That deal with McKim, I imagine Abby McKim is probably really nervous since she's just a freshman and this is her first high school game she's ever played.
The foul was on Ladwick. That was her second foul. Marion County with the ball. Kicks it out to right side. Shots good and good by Kelsey Tooley. Pass by the Tigers. Up to Haley Kelsey. Up ahead to Abby McKim. Let's see if she can convert this time. No good. But Ladwig comes up with a rebound. Her shot left side of the lane comes up well short. And Mary Caddy comes up with a rebound, and we're headed back the other way. Slavin ready to check in for the Tigers. They send it over to Tooley. Her shot is up. It's no good. Mary Caddy with the rebound shot. No good. Christina Cutter comes up with it. And she has a hand slapped by one of the Marion County players. I think it's Jordan Johnson. Yes, it is. And so it'll be a foul on the floor. First foul on Johnson. Slavin checking in the game for Abby McKim. Tigers all stacked up. Get the ball into Haley Kelsey. Kelsey sends it all the way up to Emily Ladwig. Over to Slavin. Passes a little bit errant. She kicks it back out to Haley Kelsey. Over to Scudder, who's wide open. Not able to convert. Marion County with the rebound, and we're headed back the other way. Bridgman sends it up ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell on the right side, back to Bridgman. She dribbles it in the lane, kicks it over to the left-hand side to Johnson. Shot's no good. Christina Scudder with the rebound to Slavin. To Scudder, up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it across the timeline to Scudder over to Leslie Hill on the left-hand side. She takes a look to dribble it in, sends it back out to Haley Kelsey in the left wing. Her shot for three is up and good. 5 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first half. Tigers lead at 15-7. Bridgman has it up the top of the key. Takes a look left-hand side, changes direction, sends it over to Sharp of the right wing. Down to Tooley, the post. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll come back to the Tigers.
Kelsey had a pretty good shot there on three. She was open, and she didn't hurry her shot. She sat there, and she looked at it. She looked it over, and she made a good shot. That's what matters on a shot. You have to follow through and look at it.
Tigers get it up ahead to Emily Ladwig. Goes out of bounds, but they're going to say it's off of Marion County, so it'll remain with the Tigers. Haley Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it up ahead to Christina Scudder. Scudder dribbles in the lane, and she has the ball stripped from her, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on number 33, which is going to be Melanie Thaden. That's her first. Kelsey gets it in to Scudder. Shot is up and good, and she draws a foul. The foul this time is going to be on Renee Sharp. Scudder will go to the line for the Tigers. 4:54 left in the half, 17-7. Tigers with the lead by a dime. Scudder's shot is up and a little strong. Marion County comes up with a rebound. Tooley brings it across the timeline. They're going to say she carried it. So the ball will come back to Tigers. Six fouls on Marion County, four on the Tigers, so the Tigers have Marion County in the bonus.
Marion County calls a full timeout here. And here come the cheerleaders. Thank you.
That timeout on the floor. Got a little action here by the cheerleaders charging up the Tiger faithful. Abby McKim, I believe, is set to check in. She was up there in front of the scores table and indicated she was coming in for the shooter, which would be Christina Scudder.
The Tigers are having a great game. At first, they were kind of nervous and were jumpy, but now they settled down. They kind of kicked in the gear and they know what they're doing.
Haley Kelsey gets it in. Jesse Hill. Back to Haley Kelsey right here in front of the scorer's table to Jesse Hill right in center court. Hill puts it on the floor, dribbles over the near side. Spin move, gives it to Haley Kelsey. And she was taking a look at driving along the baseline, and she draws the foul. And the foul is going to be on Morgan Spratt. That's her second foul. 17 fouls now on Marion County. And with the one-on-one, Haley Kelsey will go to the line. Tigers have had to do some free throw shooting. As I understand, they had to do 25 in a row to be able to play. We'll see how Haley Kelsey performs. She misses it, but it came up with a rebound and loses a handle on it. Goes over across the way, and they're going to call over and back.
Jesse Hill did the right deal there. Instead of waiting for the ball to go all the way back down, she stopped it right across the line and made Marion County bring it down farther.
Spratt has it. Sends it over to Thule on the right side. In the lane to 42 Sharp. Sends it over the left side. Steal by Jesse Hill. Nearly. Spratt comes up with it, though, all the way down to far end of the court. They send it back up across the timeline to Sharp. Sharp dribbles in the lane. Thinks better of it. Kicks it back out to Spratt. Spratt over to Thule on the right side. Back out to Spratt up top. Spratt over Hill's head, around over to the left-hand side to Thaden. Thaden back to Spratt. Spratt has it up the timeline, over the hill, over the head again to Sharp. Sharp over to Johnson. Johnson's shot is up and no good. Somehow, Sharp comes up with the ball, and her shot is no good, but she'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on number 33, which is 23, well, okay, that's going to be on Abby McKim. 17-7, Tigers with the advantage. Sharp shot is up and a little too strong. Bounces right back to her. Christina Scudder and Elsie checking in the game for Slavin and McKim. 3:43 left in the half. Tigers lead at 17-7. Number 33, Thaden checking in for Thule for Marion County.
Number 24, Jenny Mitchell, is checking in for the shooter, I'm guessing, because she did not go in wherever they called for. Kelsey comes up with the rebound, passes off to Hill. Hill is trying to make her way down, passes to Kelsey. Kelsey dribbles, passes it to Hill. Oh, but Mary
Tigers had a little trouble breaking that press.
Go ahead, Pam.
I don't know. This is 33 off to 10. It is passing it to 20 and just overshoots it by a little bit.
Crable checking in the game for Marion County. I believe that's her first action. Haley Kelsey has it out. We'll inbound it to Elsie up to Ladwig. Ladwig up ahead to Haley Kelsey, but it's out. Just in front of her outstretched arms, it goes out of bounds, and we're going to head back the other direction. Thule's going to inbound it to a waiting Thaden.
Okay.
Bridgman. And they're going to say that she walked with it.
Bridgman. The coach does not sound very happy for the Marion County Mustangs. Off to Elsie. To Kelsey. The screen is set by Scudder, but no good. Off to Hill. Hill dribbles. Pass it off to Kelsey. 10 seconds on the other half.
Tigers can't get it across the timeline. With turnover, we're going to head back the other direction. It's going
to
be Tooley.
Bridgman.
Tooley to Bridgman. Sends it over to Crable. Crable to Bridgman up top. Screen set by Mitchell.
Over to Johnson.
Tries to get in the lane right in the hands of Christina Scudder. And they're going to call a foul on Tooley, who was trying to get it away from Haley Kelsey.
Looks like Haley Kelsey will be shooting 1-1.
The foul is going to be on Tooley, and it's their first foul. 18 fouls now against Marion County. Well, you think shooting those 25 three rows made any difference?
I don't know. I watched them do it, and they weren't very happy whenever they missed.
That one didn't even hit the rim. Coach can't be real happy about that.
Williams is a little upset about that. But I think she's going to take that.
Bridgman brings it across the timeline, changes direction, sends it up to Sharp. Sharp shot up at the glass is good. More full court press. See if the Tigers can break it. Try to get it to Scudder over her head, goes out of bounds, and we're going to go right back. I suspect until the Tigers learn how to deal with that press, they're going to run that sucker all night long.
The Tigers need to figure out a way to break that press from Adderwood.
They get it into Bridgman.
To Tooley.
They're going to call a foul on Scudder. That's at least her second. Yep, two fouls on her.
Sharpe puts up another one, and it's good. The Tigers are in trouble. They're only leading by 7. With a minute 53 left.
Nice looking pick and roll move to Christina Scudder, and they're going to call a foul. Yeah, they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on number 20, Kayla Tooley.
Christina is going to go up for the shot. It is good.
Tigers just need to hit some of those free throws. 9 team fouls now. Second shot is good as well. I think Christina Scudder is beginning to get her rhythm for hitting those free throws. 19-10 now, Tigers with the advantage. Bridgman brings it across the timeline up at the top of the key, guarded by Elsie. She just about loses the handle on it, but puts it back on the floor, so they're going to call the turnover on her.
That's the third time this team has carried in the first half. That does not look good for a high school team.
Scudder gets it into Ladwig. Ladwig takes it across the lane, and they're going to call a foul. This one's going to be on Tooley. Tigers did a good job of breaking the press, bringing it across the timeline. Ladwig had a clear route to the basket. Unless she was fouled, then she was.
It looks like she has 2 shots because that should be 10 fouls.
I believe you're right there, Sam. First shot is up and good. Tigers back up to leading by 9. That's the third foul then on Kayla Tooley, so she's going to go into the halftime with at least 3 fouls on her. Second shot's no good. Christina Scudder comes up with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled. Oh, they're going to call a jump foul. But it'll stay with the Tigers. The arrow pointing in their favor.
Kelsey passes it in to Hill. Hill pops out at the 3-point line. It looks like the Tigers might be burning time. They're not trying to make any bad moves, but if they get an open shot, they'll probably take it. Just like that. They work it around, and Lodwig was open and drives in and makes a nice shot, and it's good for 2.
Great-looking screen move. Ball is tipped. Haley Kelsey comes up with it, sends it up to Elsie. Let's see if she can convert the free throw. No good, but she's fouled.
That's 11 fouls for Marion County, and LT will go to the line for two shots.
Can that be four fouls? No, that's three fouls on Thule. Four fouls on Thule. I bet I would say Marion County can't wait to get her pulled out of the game. That would
Thule
be awful to foul out in the first half, wouldn't it?
Elsie. 58 seconds left.
Thule's going to come out.
She doesn't look very happy about that call, but if the ref calls it, it probably happens.
22-10 now, Tigers with the advantage. Second shot is no good. Marion County comes up with a rebound. Sharp had it. Hands it off to Spratt. And Spratt carried the ball. So with 52 seconds left in the half, Tigers will get the ball back again. Into Ladwig. Ladwig to Hill. Hill puts it on the floor. Dribbles it around. LC changes direction. Comes back to the near side.
The Tigers look like they'll be burning time.
To Kelsey.
The ball off to Kelsey, and Kelsey will take a dribble.
And they're going to call a charge on Haley Kelsey going into Sharp. 32 seconds left. Tigers lead 22-10.
That is Kelsey's first foul and the team's seventh. That should have been a one-and-one.
Spratt's going to bring the ball back across the timeline. Sends it over to the right side to Sharp. Sharp in the lane to Mitchell. Passes it right in the hand of Jesse Hill. Hill's going to take it coast to coast. Shot up off the glass is good. 10 seconds left. Nine, eight. Spratt brings it back the other way. Six seconds. Spratt sends it over to the right side. Shot is no good.
Tigers lead by 14 points at our halftime.
All right, the clock's reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in about that time. Okay, we've got some first half points. Leading for the Tigers is Haley Kelsey with 9 points, followed by Christina Scudder with 6, Emily Ladwig with 5, and Jesse Hill with 4 points. Leading scorer for the Marion County Mustangs is Renee Sharp with 4, Kayla Bridgman with 2, Skylar Nelson with 2, and Kayla Tooley with 2. So at halftime, Tigers lead it 24-10. 5 minutes 24 seconds left in the halftime festivities. So in about that time, we'll be back to get under the way for the second half of tonight's action. All right, we're just about ready to get underway for the second half of tonight's early evening action between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Marion County Mustangs. At the halftime break, Tigers lead it 24-10. Again, the scoring numbers leading for the Tigers, Haley Kelsey with 9, Emily Ladwig with 5, Jesse Hill with 4, Christina Scudder with 6 for a total of 24 points. Marion County scoring went this way, Renee Sharp 4, Skylar Nelson 2, Kayla Bridgman 2, and Kayla Tully with 2. It's going to be Marion County's ball starting off the second half of action. Morgan Spratt is going to inbound it to awaiting Bridgman. Bridgman brings it across the timeline, sends it to Tully on the left side, back to Bridgman, and she nearly loses the handle on it, but gathers it back up, sends it over the right hand side to Sharp. Sharp back up to Bridgman, over to Spratt, the left side. Spratt kicks it back to the left side. Shot comes up well short. Christina Scudder with the rebound to Slavin. Slavin tries to get it across the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. Knocked off of by Marion County. So it will be a Tigers ball. Scudder to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey drives it in the lane. Shot is up. No good. And they had two Marion County girls both fighting over the ball, and they're going to say they walk with it, so the ball will come right back to the Tigers. Haley Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers to Hill on the far side. Hill back to Haley Kelsey in the lane to Slavin, and Slavin loses the handle on it, gets it to Bridgman, and we're going back the other way. Bridgman kicks it over to Spratt. Back out to Bridgman up top the key over around the right-hand side. Looks to send it in. Thinks better of it, decides to shoot. Comes up well short, and they're going to call a jump ball, and we're going to head back the other direction. Christina Scudder got her hands on it for the Tigers, and should be the one that inbounds it. 7:04 left in the third. Tigers lead it 24-10. Into Hill. Hill up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it across the timeline. Pulls it up. Sends it back to Hill. Hill changes direction. Back out to Haley Kelsey on the left side. Little screen set by Slavin. Sending it back out to Hill. Or is Ladwig on the right side? Ladwig wanted to get it into Scudder, but it wasn't there. Haley Kelsey sends it around the right side to Ladwig's. Ladwig picks up the dribble and sends it back out to Hill. Hill over left side to Haley Kelsey. Hill puts it on the floor up the top of the key, dribbles around to the right side. Takes it along the baseline, and they're going to call a foul, and the foul is going to be on number 42, Renee Sharp. And that's her third. Marion County in some serious foul trouble already. Jordan Johnson is going to check in the game for Sharp. That's her third foul, so she'll probably sit for a while. Haley Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it to Scudder, and it's knocked out of bounds. And stay with the Tigers. Haley Kelsey will inbound it. 6:15 left in the third. Into Slavin. Slavin back out to Hill on the left side. Nice little screen roll move. Shot up off the glass is no good. And a little scrum on the floor here. Double scrum. Christina Scudder picked it up but lost the handle on it. Ends up back on the floor. And I think they're just going to call a jump ball. So we're going to go back the other way. Spratt inbounds it to Bridgman. Bridgman brings it across the timeline on the far side. Tries to pass the ball into the lane, but overshoots her receiver. Scudder comes up with it. A little frustration by Sharp. She gets her hands on it. They're going to call a foul on her, and that's four fouls on her as well. Christina Scudder has the ball for the Tigers. Gets it into Hill. Hill up ahead to Kelsey. Kelsey loses the handle on it. And they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on the Tigers. It's going to be on number 25, Haley Kelsey. That's her second. Spratt's going to inbound it. Gets it out to Johnson. Johnson across to Bridgman. Bridgman will dribble along the left-hand side. Squares up, shot. No good. And Scudder comes up with it for the Tigers. Scudder to Hill. To Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles along the right-hand side of the lane. Gets it to Scudder. Back to Haley Kelsey. Over to Ladwig on the right elbow. Changes direction. Sends it back out to Haley Kelsey on the right wing. Kelsey to Ladwig. Ladwig's shot on the left side comes up well short. Sharp will go to the line. Sets up. Her first shot is good. I think that's the first points of the second half. Kind of mirroring the first half. It's kind of taken these teams a little while to kind of get warmed up. 1.5 minutes elapsed already before the first shot. The second shot is up and rattles around a little bit, but it stays in. Ball into Hill. Sends it uphill up to a wide open Emily Ladwick. And she gets it across the lane to Slavin. Before she has a chance to get set up to shot, she's fouled by Spratt. This is her third foul as well. Three team fouls now on Marion County. They get the ball in the Hill on the far side. Hill tries to send it over to Haley Kelsey, but overshoots her, and it goes out of bounds, and we're headed back the other direction. Ladwig was well covered, but she had she took a high shot off the glass.
Tilly takes up the shot and misses, and rebounded by Sutter, passing off the Hill. The Hill's kind of making her way down the court. Over Kelsey on the right wing. Over the Emily Baldwin. Over the Hill. Hill dribbles.
Going to get it on Christina Scudder, I believe, and that's probably her third. Tigers need to control the boards, box out those players. Sharp shot is up and good. Slavin checking in for Haley Kelsey. It seems like Marion County has backed out of that press a little bit. Of course, they've got several players in foul trouble as well. Second shot is up and good as well. Christina Scudder will inbound it. No, they're back in the press to Hill. Hill is nearly fouled by Bridgman, but she's going to bring it across the timeline. Sends it to Ladwick up the top of the key. Ladwick to Scudder to McKim. Back out to Ladwick.
Yeah.
Bridgman. 1 minute, 42 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead by a dime, 26-16. Foul's going to be on Jordan Johnson. Four team fouls now against Marion County. That's the second foul on Johnson. They're going to get Ladwig with a cheap reaching foul, I think. I'm sure the coach is telling her she knows better than to do that, but early in the season, these things happen.
Looks like Bridgman brings it down. Tigers up through defense over to Tooley. Tooley back to Bridgman. Bridgman has a screen set up for number 42. Sharpay with a quick shot up. No good. Rebounded by Emily Larder. Pass off to the NCL.
Sure, getting.
Jump ball and Unlimited Auto had it, but now the Marion County Mustangs will take over. Tigers leading now by 8. Passes it in to Johnson. Pass it back to Spratt. Johnson has it and is fouled by Christina Scudder.
2/10 of a second left. And that foul is going to be on Christina Scudder. And that's going to be her fourth.
0.2 seconds left on the clock, which means this shot will probably be the end of the quarter. First shot is no good, put up by Johnson. Looks like she gets that and put up the other one. And is no good. Rebounded by Hill.
At the end of three, Tigers lead it by 8, 26-18. Stand by. We'll be back in a moment for the final fourth quarter of action.
Looks like we'll be back, and it'll be Tigers ball at half court line. Tigers set up a sack. Moon, Lotto passes into Hill. It looks like it's kind of shoved a little bit there, but no. Over to Johnson. Johnson puts it up for two, and it is good. The ball looks like it'll be out on number 13, Jordan Johnson. It looks like they'll put Haley Kaelson back into the game, and she had four fouls, so she's probably got to wash herself. Out of bounds on Hill.
Yeah, either that or they're going to say she traveled. She had it on her knees. They get it into Bridgman. Bridgman squares up for the 15-foot jump shot. No good. Marion County with the rebound, but they're going to say that number 13, Morden Johnson, walked with it, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Tigers letting Marion County get back in this game. Scudder inbounds it to Hill. And she steps on the line, goes out of bounds, and it'll come right back to Marion County.
Tigers now only leading by six are losing their ground. Sprout will pass it in to Johnson. Johnson drives, puts up a jump shot, is no good. Rebounded by Christina Scudder. Over the hill. Hill will drive. Not really drive, but ring the ball down. It's guarded by Cooley. Tilly just fouled out.
Nice looking screen set by Abby McKim. Tilly ran right into the screen, and they're going to call a foul on her. And that will be her fifth foul.
Looks like there's an argument there between the coach and the referee again. Tilly, it looks like she's disgusted. And it looks like
Tooley's
another
done,
Tilly will come
in. But they plug it in another Tilly.
Got her to Kelsey. Kelsey's sitting there waiting for them to set up a play. Over the ladder. Ladder puts the shot up. No good. It's kind of on the arm.
I think they're going to call a foul on Emily Ladwig for that one. They've got Tigers in a bonus, so Marion County will get to shoot the 1-1. Yep, it is against Ladwig, and that's her fourth as well. A lot of fouls in this game. Of course, you would expect that this early in the game, but it's going to start having an effect certainly on the Tigers here before too long.
Only 43 seconds have passed in this fourth quarter. It looks like both teams are... Well, the Bashir Tigers are kind of struggling, but the Marion County Mustangs are coming back. Sharp puts up the first shot. It is good. They'll take Brad out. Wait, no. They take Tilly out. Put Mitchell down low and put Sprout way back.
Sprout's got four fouls on her, so I'm sure they're trying to keep her out of the lane. Second shot's good. 26-22 Tigers with the advantage. You get ahead to Jesse Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Spin move. Changes direction. Changes direction again up the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, sends it over to Ladwig. Ladwig into Haley Kelsey. Pass is no good. Marion County comes up with a rebound, and we're going to head back the other direction. And they're going to say that Bridgman walked with it. Marion County folks not real happy with the call, but it's going to come back to the Tigers. Christina Scudder will inbound it for the Tigers. Up ahead to Hill. Hill takes it up. Her shot up off the glass is a little too strong, and they're going to call it over the back call on Abby McKim. That'll put Marion County back on the line again.
That is Abby McKim's second foul of the game.
It's her second. Both teams in the one-on-one now. Tigers just need to settle down. Let the fouls come to them. Make the free throws. First shot is up, and it's good. Mitchell's first. Second shot is up, and it's no good. And they're going to call an over-the-back call, I believe, on Johnson. No, they're going to call a lane violation.
That is Christina Cutter's fifth foul. Wait, no, never mind. She crossed the line.
It's a lane violation. Second shot, this one's good. So now Tigers' lead is dwindled to two. Haley Kelsey to Jesse Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Has the ball up at the top of the key. 6:44 left in the game. Over to Ladwig. Ladwig into Haley Kelsey. Spin move. Shot up off the glass is no good. Ball goes on the floor, and they're going to say it comes back to Marion County. 26-24, Tigers with the advantage. Bridgman has it for Marion County. Brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Pulls up the dribble at the top of the key to Sharp, left side, back out to Bridgman, over the right side. Baseline move, shot, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Jesse Hill, but she paid the price for it. That's her first. And again, Sharp will go to the line, and she'll have an opportunity to tie the game up here.
Coach Williams calls a timeout. She does not look very happy.
So with 6 minutes, 24 seconds left in the game, Tigers lead this 26-24. I think they had, they had 24 points at the halftime, and they have scored 2 points in a quarter and almost 2 minutes.
Sharp or go to the line. I believe this is a 1-1 or a 2-shot?
Yes, it would be a 1-1.
Well,
she hits the first one.
She doesn't need the 1-1.
Marion County can tie it here.
All Marion County fans have got excited over that shot.
And she does. We're all knotted up at 26 now. Tigers, Abby McKim brings it up across the timeline to Hill on the left side. Hill will bring it back out and reset the offense. Guarded by Bridgman to the right side. Picks up the dribble back out to Christina Scudder over to Haley Kelsey. And it's knocked out of bounds by Marion County. It'll stay with the Tigers. Ball goes out off of Jordan Johnson's hands. Haley Kelsey in one bounded for the Tigers. To Ladwig. Ladwig going to drive the baseline, but pulls it back out to Jesse Hill. Pass comes up short. I think they're going to call Jesse Hill with a foul. No, they're going to call it on 33, which is... I'm not sure who 33 is. That can't be right. That's going to be on Jesse Hill.
Yeah.
10 team fouls on the Tigers now. Marion County can take the lead here. We'll have 2 chances to do it. Bridgman's first shot is no good. High arcing shot by Bridgman. Second shot is good. 27-26 now. Tigers get it into Hill. Hill up ahead. Oh, it's fouled. comes up short, and Marion County comes up with the ball. Tigers got to make good passes. Bridgman has it up top of the key, sends it around the right side. Tries to look to get it in the lane, gets it, does, right in the hands of number 42, Sharp, and she's able to convert. Marion County now with a three-point lead. Hill with the ball with the Tigers. Up ahead to Scudder, up to Haley Kelsey in front of the Tiger bench. Out to Hill up the top of the key. Takes it. And we're going to call Jesse Hill with a charge, or actually not use of the elbow. That's her third foul. The ball is going to go back to Marion County.
Bridgman will come to the line. As we saw before, her first shot was no good. So we'll see how she does here. First shot is up. No good again. She stands awful far behind the free throw line, but then steps up. Second shot is up. No good once again. Lodwick comes up with the rebound, is dribbling down, trying to draw a foul. The Tigers can still tie it up with a three-point shot. He'll take it out of bounds. It looks like Sprout will pass it into Sharp. Sharp passes off to Bridgman. Bridgman brings the ball down across the half court line. It has a good screen set up. Emily Lodrick tips it. It goes out on Marion County. It'll be Tigers ball. Looks like it'll go into Hill. And down to Abby McKim. Oh, it was so close with that. Sprat has the ball. Is dribbling carefully. Hasn't made it across, and there she just makes it across. The city is set up, but McKim goes right around it, over the bridge, then over the Sharp. It's hit over on Kelsey. Caroline Sabre will come into the game for Abby McKim. And it looks like Marion County will take a full time out. The Tigers need a comeback right now. And I guess Miss Williams is using this timeout for her advantage. It looks like she's talking the players over very well. They call for the players out. It looks like the Tigers will be on defense. It is down low. The Tigers set up on their defense and are ready to go. Looks like Sprout will be passing it in. Sprout passes it to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Bridgman. Bridgman hands it off to Sprout. Sprout passes it back to Bridgman. Bridgman passes it over to Sprout. Sprout back to Bridgman. Bridgman to Sharp. Sharp back to Bridgman. Bridgman over to Johnson. Johnson over to Bridgman. Bridgman will drive. Oh, but stopped by Haley Kelsey. She will take the ball over the hill. Hill is taking her time, making her way across the court. Over at the three-point line, trying to get her play. It's no good, though. It's three. And Hill will try to drive. Over the hill. Hill drives. No good. Out to Kelsey. It looks like Johnson will foul there, number 13. It should be a 1-1. Evan McCann will come in for Slavin. Kelsey steps up to the line. The ball is passed. She gets set. Puts it up. It is good. Now the Tigers are just 2 points away from tying it back up. She gets that again. The shot is up. It is good. Now her score is 28-29. She trips. Kel steals it. She goes up for a layup. It is good. The Tigers lead it 30-29. Brad has it. And he's driving down. Passes over to Bridgman. Bridgman taking her time. Guarded by Evan McCann over to Johnson. Johnson will pass it back to Bridgman. Bridgman will go over to Sharp. Sharp is setting out there. Puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Christina Scudder. Over the hill. Hill will drop. Bring the ball down the court. Over to Kelsey. Kelsey is sitting there trying to set up the play. Pass it over the hill. Hill will dribble. She'll pass it back out to Evan McKim. And McKim will pass it out to Haley Kelsey. Haley Kelsey will press it in to Christina Scudder. Jump ball. Marion County. There was a lot of people upset with that call. Spratt into Bridgman. Bridgman is guarded hard. Over to Spratt. Spratt looks like she'll take it down. They call a travel on Spratt. It was an awful late call, but the towel counts. It looks like Scudder will pass it in. Scudder passes in to Slavin. Slavin will take it down. Guarded by Spratt. Taking her time. Albert and Lodwig. Lodwig will pass it back to Hill. Hill will dribble. Hill will keep dribbling. It looks like she might try a jump shot. No, passes it out to Slavin. Slavin passes back out to Hill. Over to Lodwig. Lodwig dribbles, picks it up. Passes to Hill. Hill will dribble. Looking for a man, and then she takes a shot up. It is good! The Tigers now lead 32-29 with a 3-point lead. Spratt passes it in to Bridgman. Bridgman's dribbling. Takes up a shot. It is short! Sharp gets the rebound. Rebound passes out to Bridgman. And Marion County will call a 30-second timeout.
So with 1 minute 31 seconds left in the game, Tigers now with a 3-point advantage. Sam, it's almost like the Tigers finally woke up and decided to shoot some shots and take some points.
Marion County had a big lead on the Tigers. They just exploded. They came back after the second half, and they just exploded. Then the Tigers decided they wouldn't take that anymore, and they exploded. Now the teams are pretty well evenly matched.
So we'll see what's going to happen with 1 minute 31 seconds left in the game. Tigers on top, 32-29. On the floor for the Tigers, Scudder, Kelsey, Hill, Slavin, and Ladwig.
Looks like Spratt will pass the ball in, passes it into Sharp. Sharp passes Spratt. Spratt passes over the Bridgman to Mitchell. To Bridgman, takes the shot up, good for two. The Tigers still lead it 32-31. Hill passes to Slavin, Slavin passes to Hill. Hill is pressured, Hill dribbles, and it has a screen by Scudder. Hill is stopped, passes Scudder, Scudder passes to Kelsey. Kelsey passes to Hill. Hill passes. Hill is holding on to it. Dribbles.
They're going to call a foul on Bridgman. She had something to give. Two fouls on her. McKim's going to check in for Slavin. Hill will go to the line. 32-31 Tigers with the advantage. We'll see if Hill convert on hers. 10 team fouls on the Tigers. 8 on Marion County.
We really need these two shots right now. And the first shot is up, and it is good. She will go back to the line. The Tigers
are
leading.
Shots hit the back of the backboard, bounced up in the air
31.
About 5 feet.
Up to the line. She dribbles, gets set, puts it up. It is good. The Tigers lead it, 34-31. Sharp into Bridgman. Bridgman takes it down the court. Makes it over the half-court line. Has the screen set up by Mitchell. Bridgman gets the ball. Passes off to Sharp. And it looks like they'll call a foot, and it will be Marion County's ball.
Spratt
comes in for Bridgman. It looks like Sharp will pass it in. Sharp passes in to Mitchell. Mitchell passes over to Tooley. Tooley puts the shot up. No good. Out of bounds. Tigers ball.
29 seconds left.
The Tigers need to keep the ball under control. They pass it to McKinnon. Over the center. Up to Hill.
Foul is going to be on Kelsey Tooley.
The coach.
That's her first, and this will be 9 team fouls now on Marion County.
The coach, I think, is advising the players to foul. That is not very often used. Hill will go to the line. Get set. First shot up is good. The Tigers now lead it 35-31. Hill gets set. Put shot up. It is good. 36-31. The Tigers lead it. Mitchell into Sharp. Sharp to Mitchell.
Christina Scudder
will have another foul.
Christina Scudder with a nice steal. And the foul is going to be on 22. That'll be her second foul. Christina Scudder will go to the line now with 13.9 seconds.
That should be 2 shots, I believe. The first shot is up and good. The Tigers now lead it 37-31. Bridgman will come in for Johnson.
Tigers up by a half a dozen if they can convert this one, which they don't. And Marion County throws the ball away. 11.3 seconds left. The ball will come back to the Tigers.
Scudder will pass it in, but we have a sub first. Johnson comes in for Tooley. Scudder will pass it in the hill. Hill's taking her time with the ball. Dribbles. It has a nice screen there. And it's just kind of dribbling.
2-1.
It is over. The Tigers win it by 6. It was a great game, and everybody came out happy.
All right. The clock's been reset for 10 minutes. We'll be back for the boys' action. The Lady Tigers escape with a win, 37-31. We'll be back in a few.
Sorry about that, folks. Our second game is underway here. Brashear's got the ball. Jacob Shipman goes up with a shot on the top of the key and is fouled. Looks like Jacob's going to be going to the free throw line for two shots. Getting ready to put up the first one. And it rims in and out. No good. Okay, he's going to be getting ready to take the second shot of the pair here. Takes a couple of dribbles. And the second shot is good. Brashear's on the board first at 7:06. Okay, putting a little pressure on the backcourt here. Marion County's looking for a way to bring it up. Pass to the right side. Dribble over half. Kick it out to the point. Number 21 puts up shot. No good. Brashear comes down with the rebound. Justin Hazen pushing it up the court. And he kicks it off to Jacob Shipman. Shipman at the center circle. Off to Cale Watson on the side. And he's looking for Kylie Watson on the right side. A little pressure there. Kylie goes to the center. Kicks it off to Shipman. Shipman drives down the left side. Up. No good. Matt Thomas gets the rebound and puts it back up. Brashear's up 3-0 at 6:36 mark. Again, Brashear applying a little three-quarter court pressure. Marion County gets it across. Turner kicks it to the left side. They're taking the time. Oh! Thomas come out, slapped the ball away, but it gets out of bounds. He made a nice dive, but couldn't recover it. Still Marion County ball.
Counter with the ball, passes around the horn, on the outside, inside under the basket, and the 23 knocks it out. Double dribble, number 23, Marion County. Justin Hazen brings it into play. Good pass to Matt Thomas. Jacob Shipman with some pressure, off to Matt Thomas. And number 23, Marion County, takes it away from Justin Hazen for a fast break to a two-point shot. Marion County up. Number 2, 3-2. Kale Watson waiting for some help. Matt Thomas inside to Kylie Watson. Back over to Matt Thomas. Under the basket, Justin Hazen puts it up. Just bounces off and out of bounds on... America.
You're allowed to say you lost it around the corner. All right, it's going to be Marion County's ball. We got Herner. Hands it off to Bainter. Pass is a little strong, goes out of bounds. We're going to go head back the other way. It's going to be Tigers' ball. 5 minutes, 1 second left in the first. Tigers lead it 3-2. Kylie Watson inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen brings it up across the timeline, sends it over the left side. Cross-court pass to Hazen. Back to the corner to Kale Watson on the right side. Sends it back to Shipman in the corner. Back out to the right wing to Kale Watson. Up top to Thomas. Around the left side. Shot is up and no good. Shipman had good position on number 23, Dakota Bader, and they're going to call it over that call against him. Two team fouls on Marion County. None on the Tigers. Jacob Shipman will inbound them for the Tigers. Shipman to Kale Watson on the right side. Watson into Shipman at the free throw line. Shot's a little strong. They're going to call a foul on Shipman over the back. That's his first foul. One team foul on the Tigers. Marion County gets it in to Herner. Herner gets it up to Boehner. Boehner runs along the right side of the lane. His shot is up strong and good. Hazen to Thomas. Thomas in the lane to Shipman, the free throw line. He brings it back out over to Hazen on the right wing. Hazen to Kale Watson. Watson to Shipman. Shipman double teams, has the ball stripped from him. And it's going to, the turnover is going to go to Marion County, and they're going to call a foul. I think it's going to be on Shipman. What do you think? No, they're going to call it on Matt Thomas. That was pretty lucky.
Marion County missed pass, picked up by number 55 for the Tigers, Trey Treasure. Looks down the court to Matt Thomas. And we got a foul called on number 21 of Marion County, Josh Erner. Number 40 comes in for number 21 for the Marion County Mustangs. Justin Hazen takes the ball and play. With Mikhail Watson, he takes it from the three-point line, and he makes it off the rebound. Tigers up 6-4. 3:30 left in the first quarter. Foul called on the Tigers. That's a third team foul. Number 23, Dakota Banner up to the line. First shot goes in. Touch for the second shot. And it's off. And he'll go to the line one more time.
Boehner's second shot sets up. Shot is up and good. This one, this time he hits it. Six, all knotted up at six. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Herner. So it'll stay with the Tigers. Kylie Watson is going to inbound it for the Tigers. To Hazen. Hazen. On along the left side, sends it the left corner into Kale Watson. His shot up of the glass is good, and he's fouled in the process, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul is going to be on 52, Ryan Sharp. That's his first. 14 fouls on Marion County, one on the three on the Tigers. 3:23 left in the first period, 8-6 Tigers. Watson's bonus shot is up and good. Tigers lead by a tray, 9-6. Boehner to Tobias. To Herner. Herner brings it across the line, sends it the right corner back out to Sharp up top of the key. Hands it off to Boehner. Boehner sends it along the right side. And it's knocked out of bounds by Trey Treasure. Real powerful move by Treasure. Goes up for the block. Boehner will inbound it, gets it into the lane, and loses the handle on it. Treasure nearly had the steal, but I think it ends up going off out of bounds off of Marion County, so Hazen will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline, up the top of the key, spin move. Into Kylie Watson, no-look pass over to Kale Watson, but he actually took a step before he had the ball on the floor. Boy, that was a nice-looking no-look pass, wasn't it?
And 23 from Mustang, passing around. Tigers with some strong defense. And Matt Thomas with the block out of bounds. Number 12, Ben Herner for the Mustangs will take it into play. Passes up to the rim, and it goes down.
Wow. An alley-oop. An alley-oop inbound pass.
Matt Thomas takes it into play. Passes it to Ty Treasure. Over the rim. Into the hands of the Mustangs. Foul call. Number 31. Matt Thomas. Ben Hurdle will bring it in from out of bounds for the Mustangs. Passes number 40. Around a bit and bring it down there into the court for the 3-point, number 12, and doesn't even hit the rim. Picked up by Kylie Watson over to Justin Hayden, moving down the court. Kale Watson picks up the 3-point, and it is good. Nice shot by Kale Watson. The shear is up 12 to 8. The minute, just under 2 minutes left in the second quarter. First quarter, excuse me. Number 40 for the Mustangs. Off the backboard for 2 points. Justin Hayden bringing it back down the court. Over to Tate Trevor. Tate Trevor up. Into the hands of Kylie Watson. Puts it up under a lot of pressure. Into the hands of the Mustangs. No score. Mustangs have the ball. Moving around. Underneath the basket, number 24, getting a lot of pressure from the Tigers. Until a foul called on. Number 55, Trey Treasure. Dakota Banner will bring it in from off, I'm sorry. Number 52, Ryan Sharp will bring it in for the Mustang. Mustangs moving around the court. Just under a minute left in the quarter. Tigers putting a lot of pressure on him. Blocked by the Tigers. Trey Treasure picks up the ball. Passes over to Justin Hazen. Over to Kale Watson. Moves it down the court. Over to Jacob Shipman. Looks for an open man. Back to Kale Watson. Moves it to the left hand side of the court. And into the hands of number 12 for the Mustangs. Take a fast break. Puts it up. Foul call. Number 23.
Hazen did the right thing. If you're going to foul somebody, you want to make sure that they're not able to convert the shot.
That's five fouls for the Tiger. Six fouls for the Tiger. That's Justin Hazen's first foul. Ben Herter ready to pass it in. Brings in the play for the Mustangs. Top of the key. Just under the basket. A lot of pressure. And we got a foul call. Jacob Shipman. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Jordan Banner brings it in for the Mustangs. Picks it back up. And it bounces off the rim. And out of bounds. Tigers ball. Kylie Watson will bring it in for the Tigers.
All right. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. He's going to bring it up across the court. The timeline on the near side. Looks to take it all away. Sends out the Treasure up the top of the key to Kale Watson on the right wing. Watson dribbles the top of the key over to Shipman. Shipman squares up for three on the right side. No good. Hazen with the rebound back out to Kale Watson. He's going to shoot the pro shot. No good. Marion County with the rebound. Sharp has it. Time expires. Tigers lead it after one. 12-10.
Both teams take the court. Kylie Watson's going to bring the ball in for the Tigers. Justin Hazen brings it to the side of the court. for an open man over to Kale Watson. A lot of pressure by the Mustangs. Back up to Justin Hazen. Justin's at the three-point line and bounces off the rim. Into their hands and throw the banner for the Mustangs. Moves it down the court. A lot of pressure from Kale Watson, making him work for it. He puts it up, bounces off the rim, into the hands of Jacob Shipman. Carroll puts it up, a lot of pressure. He goes over the basket, into the hands of Trey Treasure, puts it up for two. Tigers up 14-10. A lot of good defense tonight. A lot of pressure put on the offense by both teams. Number 24, Mustang puts it up for two. Austin Red, 2 points for the Mustang. Scores 14-12. Just under 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Back and forth between Justin Hayes and Jacob Shipman over to Kylie Watson. Pass to Trey Treasure, knocked out of the way. Number 21, the Mustang. Josh Hurley, out of bounds. Be taken in by Trey Treasure. Jacob Shipman picked it up. Foul call on number 21, Josh Herner. Jacob will go to the line. That's five team fouls. That's the third foul for number 21, and he's sitting down. Looks like Jacob Shipman will not go to the foul line. Instead, Kale Watson will bring it in from out of bounds. Up to Matt Thomas. Over to Kale Watson on the three-point line on the left side of the basket. Had to go good for 3 points. Put the Tigers up 17-12. Kale's in a couple three-pointers tonight. He's looking pretty good from that outside. Number 40 puts it up to two for the Mustangs. Very low pressure on him. Matt Thomas needs some help. He's got a lot of pressure. He's trying to get the ball in. Kale Watson picks it up. Back over to Matt Thomas. Brings it down to the other side of the court. Over to Kylie Watson. Jacob Shipman trying to stay open. Gets the ball. Over to Kale Watson. Matt Thomas. They're staying a little bit further away from the basket. Trying to set up a play. Kale Watson far out to Jacob Shipman. Matt Thomas trying to keep the man off of Shipman. Over to Trey Treasure, and off rebounded by number 52 for Mustang. Ryan Sharp. Throw to Boehner, picked it into play. Waiting for a set up a play. Over to number 40, around the 3-point line. Waiting for an inside man. Back over to 52, Ryan Sharp. Matt Thomas, good defense, and it's out of bounds. Knocks it out of bounds. Ben Hurdle. Sorry, Dakota Boehner will bring it in for the Mustangs. Is that defense pressure? It doesn't seem like it's slowing down any, which is a good sign for the Tigers. Ball's rolling around the court. Back and forth. Trey Treasure ends up with the ball.
Trey Treasure went down, and he wasn't about to let anybody have it. Coach smartly called a timeout. 4:24 left in the half. Tigers lead at 17-14.
If you're just joining us, the girls come up for the win, 37-31 in tonight's early game action. And here we are with 5:24 left in the half of the boys' game. Tigers lead it as well, 17-14.
Tigers take the court first. Mustangs come in. Kylie Watson's going to bring it into play for the Tigers. Over to Jacob Shipman, looking for a man open. Moves it down the court. Looking for a man, getting a lot of pressure over to Kale Watson. Right next to the half-court line. Over to Matt Thomas. A lot of movement down under the basket to Kyler Watson. He puts it up on a breakaway and bounces off into the hands of Dakota Boehner for the Mustangs. Number 12 passes it over inside, knocked away by Jacob Shipman. Back out to number 12. Trey Jessen knocks away the pass. Back over to the other side of the court. Travel call to number 10, David Spratt. Kylie Watson will take it out of bounds for the Tigers. Great defense action there by the Tigers. Another pass is knocked away. Matt Thomas over to Jacob Shipman, who takes a three-point shot and bounces off into the hands of Matt Thomas. Foul call to number 23, Dakota Maynard. Looks like Tyler Watson will bring it in from out of bounds for the Tigers. Looking for a man open. Tigers moving around, trying to get open for him. Over to Matt Thomas, who's wide open on the right side of the court. Over to Jacob Shipman, drops the key, puts it up for three, bounces off. With a couple hands, finally into Trey Treasure's hands, he puts it up for 2 points on the breakaway. That puts the Tigers up 19-14. 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Justin Tobias tries to set up play for the Mustang. Over to number 12, Ben Herner. Inside, and number 24 for the Mustang misses the pass. Trey Treasure knocked it out of bounds. Good defense on Trey Treasure. Way to keep his eyes open. And it looks like Dakota Banner will bring it in from out of bounds for the Mustang. Over to number 40, Justin Tobias. Looking for an open man on the inside. Back over to Dakota Banner. Moving around the three-point line. Working it in. Number 40 up. Bounces off. Back to number 40. Picks it up. Blocked by Trey Treasure, who draws the foul. The seventh team foul for the Tigers. The second foul for Trey Treasure. Justin Tobias, take his first shot. And it bounces off the backboard. Shot number two. And off the backboard into Kaylee Watson's hand. Over to Kaylee Watson. Matt Thomas picks it up. Leaves it to the top of the key. Back over to Trey Treasure. Throw it to Jacob Shipman. Wide open. Kale Watson for the 3 points. That's got to be Kale's fourth three-point shot tonight.
He has about as pretty a stroke on a three-point shot of anybody I know of.
And you know it's going to make it as soon as it leaves his hand. The 52, Ryan Sharp, with number 40 over to Dakota Banner, moving around the three-point line, trying to get a good play out of this one. Get a lot of pressure from the Tigers. Matt Thomas put pressure on Dakota.
Matt Thomas was just like a pest. He wouldn't leave Herner alone and caused him to commit the turnover. Ball's going to come back to the Tigers. Kylie Watson will inbound it on the far side to Hazen. 3:15 left in the half. Tigers up 22-14. Hazen dribbles along the right side, sends it to Matt Thomas. Oh, nice looking move. Back to Kylie Watson, right back to Matt Thomas as he's running the baseline. Shot is up and good. 24-14, Tigers lead by a dime. Tobias has it for Marion County. Loses the handle on it. Matt Thomas comes up with it, but he's on the floor, and they're going to call him for the travel. Marion's like just a little gnat that just won't let you alone. Ball will stay with Marion County. Tigers up 24-14, 2:55 left in the half. They get it into Sharp on the far side. Sharp sends it to Herner, the left side. He squares up for three. Shot is no good. Two Tigers fighting for it. Come up with the ball. Kale Watson will bring it across the timeline. Sends it back to Hazen. Oh, tried to do a little no-look pass into Kale Watson. But goes out of bounds. But I think it may have been off of Marion County, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Tigers playing with a lot more confidence this year than I've ever seen them play before. Into Thomas' shot is no good. And Tigers come up with it. Shot's no good. Shot again off the glass by Jacob Shipman is good. 26.
Just did not want to give up on that one. Timeout called for Mustang.
Most of these boys that are playing in this here tonight for the Tigers have been playing together now for at least the last 2 years, many of them for the last 3 years, because a lot of these a lot of these boys moved up as freshmen and started as freshmen. So they're reaping the benefits this year of having played together for such a long time, doing a fine job.
You can see it in their offense. The no-look passes, playing with a lot of confidence. They seem to always know where everybody is on the court. They're just utilizing their familiarity with each other. Hunter will bring it in for the Mustangs. Over to Dakota Vayner. Setting up the play for the Mustangs. Moving around the three-point line. Back over to Dakota Vayner. Kale Watson just won't leave him alone. Into the hands of Trey Treasure. Down the court with Justin Hazen. Trying to... Kale Watson bounces off the head of the Mustang player, number 52. Ends up out of bounds. Last touch by... Justin Tobias. No, I'm sorry. By Jacob Shipman. Dakota Vayner will bring it in for the Mustang. Mustang's working the ball for a play. Trying to get rid of this defense. It just won't go away. Matt Thomas bugging him like a wild mosquito until he finally gets the ball and passes over to Justin Hazen. No shot from the Mustangs. Back over to Matt Thomas. Kale Watson double teamed over to open Matt Thomas. Justin Hazen from the free throw line. Wasn't had a distraction. And missed it completely. Trey Treasure brings the ball back in and out of bounds. Matt Thomas.
Thomas was trying to block and go for a steal, set a block and go for a steal at the same time, and that didn't work very well. They're going to call him for the reach. And is that going to be three fouls on him?
Looks like it is three fouls. That's eight team fouls for the Tigers.
Well, I would say he's probably done for the half.
You're going to play aggressively on defense like that. You're going to take a couple fouls, but I think it'll pay off in the end. Scores 26 to 15 after the first shot goes in. Looks like the aggressive defense and the aggressive offense is paying off for the Tigers. And the second shot is off the backboard. Kylie Watson tries to save it from out of bounds. He's the last one to touch it. The Mustangs will pass it in. A minute and a half left in the second quarter. These guys playing so hard, they're probably waiting for a halftime. 21 back in for the Mustangs. Trying to set up a pass over to Sharp under the backboard for number four. Hunter Saunders worked his way inside. He can't do it. He passes it back out to Dakota. Hernan's trying to work his way back inside. Seen a lot of pressure off the backboard. Doesn't even touch the rim. Kylie grabs the ball. Tries to pass it off to Hazen. Threw a lot of pressure. Misses Hazen's hands. Knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. Justin Hazen works it down the court. And then it's Kylie Watson, who's trying to find an open man or a way to the basket. He can't find either one. He finally gets it off to Justin Hazen. Over to Shipman. Works his way inside. Off the backboard. No shot.
Three seconds in the lane is what they're calling it. Boy, that was a nice power move by Shipman, taking it along the left side of the lane and taking it up strong, but lost it on the three-second call. Herner sends a cross-court pass over to the other Herner. In the lane, they lose the handle on it, though. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way. 22 seconds left. Kale Watson lost it into the coach, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. Coach
Coach Williams doesn't much like the call, but they're going to say that Coach was out of bounds, and I guess they're going to say all of his body was out of bounds. Anyway, 14 seconds left. Shot's no good. Tigers with the ball. Hazen will bring it back the other way. 9 seconds. Sends it up the head off the back of Jacob Shipman's head. Went out of bounds. Jacob just doesn't quite understand how that happened. 5 seconds. 4, 3. Shot. 3-point shot is no good. Time expires. And that's it for the half. Tigers lead it 26-15. We'll be back in 10 minutes for the second half of tonight's boys' action. If you're just joining us, the girls come out on top, 37-31 with the big win. Marion County has been a difficult team for the Tigers, Lady Tigers, to get over, but we were able to do that tonight with the win. Two strong quarters in the first half, not such a good third quarter, but the Tigers came back strong in the fourth and come out with the win. So we'll be back in a few. Well, we're ready to get underway in the second half tonight's boys action. The Tigers lead it at the halftime break, 26-25. It's going to be Marion County ball. If you're just joining us, the girls come out on top on that game, 37-31. Herner will inbound it for Marion County, sends it in to Bader. Bader brings it across the timeline, sends it to the right elbow to Red. Red back to Boehner. Around the horn over the left-hand side to Sharp. Sharp cross court to Herner. Herner sends it back out to Sharp. Top of the key over the left-hand side to Boehner. Boehner drives it in the lane. Kicks it over the right side. Back up the right wing to Herner. Herner dribbles along the left side of the lane. Shot up off the glass is good. 26-17. Tigers with the advantage. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Pulls it up off the floor to Thomas. Thomas back out to Hazen. Hazen to Shipman at the right elbow. Drives along the right side of the lane. Shot up off the glass is good. Marion County coach doesn't much like Shipman. Tigers asleep at the wheel. Almost nobody down there to defend it, but they're lucky the shot's no good. Hazen comes along the right side of the lane. Shot rims out. Sharp with the ball. Boehner over to Herner. Shot, no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound to Hazen, and we're headed back the other direction. Hazen brings it across the timeline to Thomas, the right side. Back to Hazen. Oh, wide open to the basket. Coach, I'm sure, doesn't like that shot at all. Herner coming the other way. Comes up across the timeline. Tigers try to do some press, and Marion County not having any trouble with that at all. They're going to call a foul now on, I believe it's on Justin Hazen. That's his second. That's the first foul of the second half. Boehner has the ball for Marion County. Will inbound it, sends it out to Herner over the right wing into Sharp. About loses the handle on it, but ends up back to Herner's hands. His shot's no good. Cale Watson brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles along the right side of the lane. His shot up off the glass is good. Did a nice job. Marion County comes across the timeline. Herner with the ball. Gets it in the paint. And they're going to call Shipman with a foul. And that's going to be probably at least his third. Yep. Trey Treasure is going to check in for the Tigers.
Tigers with a strong lead in the third quarter. 32-17, got just under 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Sharp will bring it in from out of bounds to the Mustang. This is an open man. Over to number 21, Josh Herner. Long pass over to under the basket. Brad Sharp tries to bounce it off of Kylie Watson, and Kylie moves right out of the way, and it takes it out of bounds to the Tigers.
He did his best imitation of Thin Man.
He saw that coming. Ball called on Josh Herner.
And that's his fourth.
And he'll sit down, and Justin Tobias will come in for him. Justin Hazen. Trying to shake off the defense over to Matt Thomas on the right side of the basket. Underneath to Trey Treasure, puts it up off the backboard for 2 points.
Great pass, splitting the defenders there. Strong rebound by Treasure. Hands it up to Thomas. Thomas to Watson. Back to Thomas on the left wing. To Kylie Watson in the left corner. Sends it in the elbow back to Thomas. Drives baseline to Cale Watson. Squares up. Shot up off the glass is no good. And they're going to get Kylie Watson with over the back.
second foul for Kylie Watson. 13th foul in the second half. Just Tobias starting to work his way down to his side of the court. Over to Ben Herner. Under the basket for number 24. Bounces off the side of the backboard. And hands to Trey Treasure. Back down to the Tiger side of the court. Trey Treasure just inside the three-point line. Bounces off the rim. Into the hands of number 23, Dakota Painter. Number 40, Justin Tobias tries to find the basket before he catches the ball. It bounces off his head. Eventually goes out of bounds. Tigers ball. Kylie Watson will bring it into play.
Hazen checks out, and Mr. Anderson checks in.
This is the first time that David's been in play for the Tigers tonight. Looks ready to go. Looking for an open man, getting a lot of pressure from Herner. Back over to Anderson, who moves it under the basket, bounces off the rim, draws a foul from number 24, Austin Wren.
Strong move posting up by Anderson. Drew the foul, and that's going to be the first foul on Mr. Red. Anderson to the line. 4 minutes, 7 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead at 34-17, and after the first shot, it's still 34-17.
Jacob Shipman comes in for Kylie Watson. And David Anderson prepares for a second shot. And it's good. Tigers 35-17, 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Justin Tobias picks it up for the Mustangs, passes out the back of the rim, grabbed a couple hands into Jacob Chisholm's hands, chased off the defender, over to Taylor Watson, brings it down to the Tigers side of the court. Over to David Anderson. He got a block, calling number 12, Ben Herner.
Herner going after the new guy, David Anderson. I think he was hoping he could get the steal from Anderson, but it didn't quite work. Gets caught with a foul. That's the first foul on him. Shipman inbounds it to Anderson. Anderson puts it on the floor, hands it back to Cale Watson. Watson dribbles with his left hand, pulls it off the floor, sends it over to Trey Treasure on the right wing. Treasure puts it on the floor. Back out to Thomas, around the horn, over to Cale Watson, left side. In the paint. Shipman drives along the left side of the lane, and they're going to call a foul. Shipman may have forced that just a little bit, but he drew the foul.
Foul called to number 52, Ryan Sharp. I'm sorry, number 12, Ben Herner. That's the second foul of the game.
Coach Williams always does a good job working with the players, talking to Anderson, helping him improve, telling him what he needs to do. Meanwhile, Shipman hits the free throw. 36-17 now, Tigers with the advantage. 3:23 left in the third. That's one of the strangest things I think I've ever seen.
It looks like the Mustangs and the referee doing a little dance underneath the basket, trying to clean up some sweat or something.
I think there must have been a little sweat on the floor, but rather than getting a towel, they were just...
She's the bottom of their shoes. Shipman's second shot goes in. Puts the Tigers up 37-17. Putting on strong defense. And Shipman takes it away and pushed out of bounds. And number 40.
So they're going to call a foul.
I think that's a good call.
Foul's going to be on Tobias. That's his first. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Cale Watson steps back across the timeline. Dribbles it across. Changes direction. Heads left to Thomas, left wing. Thomas back out to Anderson. To Shipman in the right elbow. Shipman drives it in the lane but kicks it back over to Cale Watson. He squares up for three. Shot no good. Marion County with the rebound. Red. Hands it off to Boehner. Boehner brings it across the timeline and is knocked out of bounds by Thomas, who runs about halfway up the stairs.
I don't think that Mustang knew what was coming. He had Cale Watson in front of him, and Matt Thomas just slides up right behind him, knocks the ball right out of his hand. David Anderson putting a lot of pressure. Herner passes it over to Tobias. Just can't get his hands on it. Goes out of bounds. Jacob Shipman will bring it inbounds for the Tigers.
Trey Treasure went for the steal. Got enough of a piece of it that it caused the Marion County player to lose it out of bounds. So it's going to come back to the Tigers.
Thomas slows it down a little bit. Catching breath. Setting him play over to David Anderson on the left side of the three-point line. Push it off the defender. Kale Watson has stopped the key. Looking for an open man. Nice bounce shot to Trey Treasure for 2 points.
Wow.
Over the top.
Boom goes the dynamite. That was an awesome looking power move.
I don't know what's going on. Looks like the Mustangs are having a little bit harder time keeping control of the ball in the second half. Finding a lot of balls bouncing out of bounds being picked up by the Tigers.
They just look to be a little bit out of sync now, don't they?
I think so.
Ryan Furtick in the game for the Tigers. I think this is his first action. I don't remember seeing him in here before.
He looks fresh. He's ready to go. Justin Hazen over to Anderson. Shipman goes for a shot. He puts a three at the foul line. And he goes in for two. Just under 2 minutes. The Tigers got 41-17. Number 40 tries to put up a shot, and it goes in for two over Tyler Watson. It's the first shot we've seen the Mustangs make in a little while. It's 19-41 Tigers. Over to David Anderson for Justin Hazen. Over on the three-point line and call for travel. A little disappointed in himself, but I think Mr. Williams doing a great job. Coach Williams doing a great job of keeping the spirits up and encouraging us to keep on strong. Up to the 2 points, he bounces in, comes back out, steps on the rim, and down to two. Justin Hazen passes around to Shipman, to Anderson, back to Shipman. Under the basket for Kylie, just can't get his hands on it, and bounces out of bounds.
All right, Sharp's going to inbound it from Marion County to Herner. Herner guarded by Hazen. Herner brings it up across the timeline. Furtick went for the steal. Furtick is an extremely athletic young man. There's always a lot of excitement whenever he's playing. Boehner inbounds it to Tobias. Tobias brings it across the timeline to Boehner. Boehner back to Tobias on the right wing. Back out to Red up the top of the key. Red sends it over to Herner on the left side. Herner thought about squaring up for three, sends it to Tobias. Kylie Watson with the rebound, but he falls down, but he has enough presence of mind to get it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline to Anderson on the left side, and they're going to call him with a double dribble. Didn't see it, but I'm sure if the ref called it, it happened. Boehner inbounds it to Sharp. Sharp back to Boehner.
Footage looking ready. Take on Boehner. Pass over to 40. Waiting for a play. Hands it off to Herner. Back over to Boehner. Back up to Herner. Stop the key. Over to number 52. Ryan Sharp passes over to 40. Puts it up for 2 points off the backboard. Kylie Watson over to David Anderson. This is the pass. Justin Hazen bounces out of bounds. Conan Boehner will bring it in. Bring it inbound for the Mustang. Put it all in his face. Justin Hazen intercepts the shot to Herner. Intercepts the pass to Herner. And Herner draws the foul. Turner's third foul for the night. 16th foul for the Mustang. The second half. 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Justin Hazen takes the ball from Kylie Watson. Come out of bounds. Turn it. And the corner banner forces the ball out of bounds. Then Hunter brings the ball inbounds. Number 24, Austin Red, puts it up and it just bounces right off the rim. And has a total. There's a buzzer in the third quarter. It's nice to see some fresh faces in the on the court. seemed like they're bringing up some fresh play to the Tigers. The guys been on the court the whole game. Don't look tired, though. They seem to have the same intensity, especially on defense, that they had in the first quarter. And they're really putting it to the Mustangs. Can't seem to hold on to the ball as well as they were in the first quarter. Talking to the Tigers this week at school and reading some of the articles in the newspaper, they seem really ready for this game. Really excited to get the season off to a good start. It looks like it's everything they hoped it would be. They've been playing hard both on offense and defense. And it's really pulling through. They're up 41-23 at the start of the fourth quarter, and looks like they have good control of this game. Shipman brings it inbound. Justin Hazen. Misses the pass. Ryan Furtig.
Rule one, make sure they're looking at you. Boehner to Tobias. Tobias drives along the left side. And they're going to call him with the travel.
Travel call on number 40.
So it'll come back right back to the Tigers.
Kylie Watson over to Kale Watson and brings it down the court. And we got a foul called on Dakota Boehner. That's Dakota's third foul for the night. 17 fouls for the Mustangs in the second half. Trey Treasure goes up the line. I'm sorry, that is Jacob Shipman goes up the line. First shot is good. There's the second shot. And it is good. Mustangs having a hard time bringing it inbounds. Kale Watson, Justin Hayes put a lot of pressure on the Mustangs on the Tigers side of the court. Foul called, it looks like, on Ryan Furtig. And Hunter brings it in for the Mustangs. Looking for a man open, can't find it. Blocked by Justin Hazen's foot. Take it right back on.
All right, they inbound it in to Red on the right side. Kick it back up the top to Tobias. Back to Herner in the right corner. Tries a little alley-oop action, except it goes right in the hands of Kylie Watson to Hazen, and we're headed back the other direction. Hazen up to Kale Watson. Kale Watson brings it across the top of the key. Squares up just inside the arc. Shot is good. 45-23, Tigers with the advantage. 7 minutes, 4 seconds, and they're going to call Marion County with the carry. So with the turnover, we'll be back to Tigers ball again. Ambrosia checking in the game for the Tigers. Ryan Furtig coming out. Treasure will inbound it. And they're going to call 5 seconds. Didn't get it in time. Boehner. Into Herner. Herner brings it across the timeline in a hurry over the right side, right wing. Squares up for three. Shot is good. Pass was to Kale Watson. Boehner went for it and fouled Kale Watson hard. Kale Watson will go to the line. It'll be on Boehner. It'll be his fourth foul. 18 fouls on Marion County.
Watson at the line. 6:46 left in the game. Watson's shot is up, and he gets the hometown bounce, roll, whatever you want to call it, goes in. Tigers now up top 46-26 by 20. Second shot on its way, and it's up, and it's good as well. Sharp into Boehner. Boehner sends it up ahead to Tobias on the left side. Tobias back to Sharp. To Boehner back to over to Tobias. Left wing squares up for three. Wide right. Marion County with the rebound. The reverse layup move. Shipman comes up with it. Sends it up ahead to Thomas. He brings it across the timeline. Tigers will slow it down just a bit. Shipman over the right side back to Thomas. Up the top of the key. Thompson nearly has the ball stolen, but somehow the Tigers retain possession of it. Trey Treasure's shot is up and good from the left elbow. 49-26 Tigers. This may be their largest lead. Marion County send it out to Sharp. Sharp shot up off the glass is no good. Thomas with the rebound. To Kale Watson. Watson, oh, nice looking pass into the lane to Trey Treasure. But it doesn't go in. Marion County with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Herner has it. To the free throw line. To Tobias. Shot is up and good. Marion County with a timeout on the floor. Tigers lead it with 5:36 left in the game, 49-28.
Fourth quarter, Tigers leading 49-28. Teams take the court. Kylie Watson will bring it in bounds for the Tigers. Over to Kale Watson. An open man. He's down the court. Pass Boehner under the basket. Pass Sharp up off the backboard and back into his hands for the rebound and up for two. That was Kale Watson's play from start to finish. Good block by number 21, Anthony Ambrosia. Knocked it out of bounds. Gets out of the hands of Mustang. Foul called on Kale Watson. That's his first foul of the game. 5 team fouls for the Tigers in the second half. Go to Boehner, will bring it inbound to the Mustangs. Over to Justin Tobias. A lot of pressure from the Tigers. Block shot. Tobias out to Sharp. Sharp over to Boehner. Falling a play. Have to put inside man. Going to pick up the ball. Outside the 3-point line. Inside under the basket to Tobias. Outside again to Sharp. Back over to Herner. Takes a 3-point shot. Bounces off the back of the rim. Trey Treasure comes up with it over to Matt Thomas. Over to Ambrosia. He slipped. Ball slips out of his hand. It comes in for Ambrosia. Kylie Watson bringing it inbound for the Tigers. Over to Matt Thomas. Kale Watson getting a lot of pressure from the Mustangs. Back over to Matt Thomas. This is their side of the court. Over to Kylie Watson. Back over to Matt Thomas. Under the basket.
Puts it kind of a frustration foul there, I think, by Thomas. He had his shot dejected by Marion County and then got a little bit aggressive from the on the defense. And he'll come and sit down for a minute. That's the fourth foul on him. Both teams now in the bonus. Herner brings it across the timeline. Runs into Kylie Watson. I think they're going to call him with a foul. Yep, Kylie Watson guilty of the infraction. And Marion County will go to the line. That's the third foul on Kylie Watson. 51-28, Tigers now with the advantage. Herner be the line for Marion County. Herner's first shot is a bit on the strong side. Whatever happened around the corner. I couldn't see it, but I think it went out of bounds.
Justin Hazen going for the ball against number 40. He's fighting for the ball until the ball goes out of bounds. Ryan Sharp will bring it inbound for the Mustang. Over to Boehner. I'm sorry. Over to Herner to take a three-point shot wide open and bounces off the front of the rim. Kay Watson for Justin Hazen. He's called for traveling as he comes underneath the basket. Herner moves it down the court to the Mustangs. Home of the ball, picks it back up, takes a three-point shot. Foul called on Trey Treasure. Herner will bring it up to the line.
Question was he inside the arc?
Sorry, that foul was called on Ryan Furtick.
I think they're saying that he was outside the arc, which means he'll get three chances to convert on this one. Gets the first. It's the second. Looks like they picked the wrong guy to foul.
New player comes in for the Mustangs, Justin Taylor. Justin Tobias sits down. Foul called on 55 on Trey Treasure. Lane violation. Gives him one more shot. No good. Trey Treasure comes up with the ball. Over to Justin Hazen.
Boy, Trey Treasure has the longest arms. He really, if he's there, has a chance to go for the rebound, it's pretty hard for him not to get it. Meanwhile, shot by Marion County is good. I think it was just inside the arc, though. Kale Watson has it for the Tigers. 51-33, Tigers with the advantage over to Hazen. Hazen dribbles it inside the arc. Shot is no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. The shot up off the glass is good. 3:19 left in the game. Tigers lead it by 20. Herner brings it across the timeline. Nearly has the ball stripped from him. I think it is knocked out of bounds, but it's probably going to be off of Furtick.
Matt Thomas and Jacob Shipman come back in. Justin Hazen. Trey Treasure sit down for the Tigers. Mustangs ball. Sharp comes into the lane for two. Bounces off the side of the rim. Picked up by Herner. Get a lot of pressure from Matt Thomas in that right hand corner. Mustangs move it under the basket. Forced out of bounds by Jacob Shipman.
Tigers have this game well in hand, just about 3 minutes, a little under 3 minutes left. Tigers lead by 20. Herner will inbound it. Furtick comes up with a steal to Kale Watson. Three on run to Thomas. Oh, to Kylie Watson, and he's shuffled his feet. Sure he'd like to have that one back.
Looks like he's going for that around the back pass. Just couldn't get it around the back. He just called the travel. A reach called by Kale Watson. And Turner tries to move it down the court. Josh Turner's at the line. Mustang. Shot is no good. Picked up by Kylie Watson. Over to Kale Watson. Passes it long down court to Matt Thomas. Intercepted by Boehner. He kicks it out of bounds. Jacob Shipman will take it inbound for the Tigers. Matt Thomas. He's still playing. He's an open man. Kylie Watson inside the lane. Back over to Matt Thomas. Last break up for a layup for 2 points. That puts Tigers 55-33. 2.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Mustangs move it around to the front of the basket. Or a foul is called. And Jacob Shipman. Austin Red goes up for the shot. Austin Red will take a shot at the free throw line. That's Jacob's third foul for the night.
Well, he says he can't take him home with him, so he might as well use him up here.
First shot bounces off the back of the rim. Matt Thomas sits down. Can't watch the Jacob Shipman sit down. David Anderson, Justin Hazen, and Trey Treasure come in for the team. Austin Red prepares for the second shot. Bounces off the side of the rim. The second lane violation against Trey Treasure. One more shot. Austin Red. Got nothing. Trey Treasure comes up the ball. Check off the defender over to Justin Hazen. Moves it down the court. Takes like Trey Treasure over to Kylie Watson. Over to Trey Treasure under the basket. Up to two. Nice shot. 57-33 Tigers. Just over 2 minutes left in the game.
These boys came to play tonight. Doing a good job. In fact, looks like a team that's played more into the season rather than the first game. Marion County gets it in to Sharp. Sharp chopping off the glass is no good. Anderson with the rebound to Hazen. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way. Sends it over to Fertig. Fertig, they're going to say he tipped the ball. Or Marion County tipped the ball, but then it was off of Bashir, so it'll stay with Marion County. 1:35 left in the game. Tigers lead at 57-33. Herner. Gets it in on the right side to Red. Red back to Herner. Herner squares up for three, but they're saying that he traveled. So it'll come back to the Tigers with 1 minute 25 seconds left in the game. Ambrosia checking in for Treasure. Fertig will inbound it for the Tigers. To Hazen. Hazen up ahead to Ambrosia, who'll bring it across the timeline. Trying to send it back to Jacob Owens, who's in the game for the first time tonight. But they're going to call Marion County with the kick. Anderson will inbound it for the Tigers to Hazen. Hazen back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia into the paint to Fertig. Shots no good. Fertig gets his own rebound. Turnaround shot is up and good. 59-33 Tigers. Almost to get up by 30 points in this game. Herner, shot. In and out. Jacob Owens with a strong rebound. Fertig tries to send it up to Hazen, but Herner gets a hand on it, goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Tigers. 52 seconds left in the game. Anderson will inbound it right in front of us here. To Fertig. Fertig sets the offense, sends it in to Owens on the right elbow. Shot is up and good! Owens on the scoreboard tonight. 42 seconds, 61-33 Tigers. Boehner brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it into the right elbow. Sends it back out to Herner. Herner to Sharp. Shot no good. Jacob Owens with the rebound. Fertig with the ball. Hands it off to Hazen. Sends it up to Ambrosia. Ambrosia tries to get it into Owens, but it's intercepted by Marion County, and we're headed back the other direction with Boehner with the ball. Tries to dribble on the right side of the lane. Nice looking layup. No good in and out, but they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 41, which is Ryan Fertig.
Fertig's third foul for the night.
13 seconds left in the game. I think we can safely say the Tigers are going to come away with the win in this one. It would be the miracle of miracles.
Boehner's first shot goes in. Boehner comes out for the Mustangs.
Wachowski. Isn't that the name from
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, Monsters, Inc. Isn't it Wachowski? Right. Stanley Wachowski or something?
He's a little short for basketball. Justin Hazen comes up. Rebound. Works it down. 10 seconds left.
puts up for the three-pointer, and it's off. Just under 4 seconds left in the game. Foul called on the Tigers.
I don't think Ambrosia has any points tonight, so he was trying like all get out to get on the scoreboard. 3.8 seconds left. 10 fouls on the Tigers, so Marion County will shoot a pair.
This is a good way to start the season for the Tigers. I know they're confident coming into this game, and they show their confidence in their offense, especially in their defense. They're really good on both sides of the court. It paid off. Looks like we're going to end the game with quite a spread. Kayla's second shot goes in. Justin Hazel works down the court. 2 seconds left. And that's the game. Final score, 61-35 Tigers. Good game played by both teams. It seems like Tigers just had control of the game start to finish. It's good to see these guys' confidence pay off. Looks like it's going to be a good season for them. We're looking forward to seeing their next game.
So Tigers win the pair. First game 37-31, and the second game here 61-35. This is John Slavin joined by
Jeremy Help.
And thanks for joining us for tonight's inaugural game of the basketball season for 2007. Join us again for the next home game. I'm not exactly sure when it is, but I do know we play in the Novager tournament next week, so we won't be here then. So take care, have a good turkey day, and we'll see you then.